From the Dallas Ronald McDonald House, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. The first Ronald McDonald House was opened in Philadelphia in 1974. Fred Hill, a Philadelphia Eagles football player, had a daughter who was undergoing treatment for leukemia. He recognized the need for a supportive environment away from the hospital for families of seriously ill children. He enlisted the aid of his teammates and the local McDonald's restaurant owners to raise funds to purchase and renovate the first house. The name Ronald McDonald House was given not only because McDonald's fundraising support, but also for the positive, hopeful, and fun-loving feeling as this well-known clown character could inspire in children. Today, Ronald McDonald House is international with more than 250 facilities in the U.S. and worldwide. Every Ronald McDonald House is autonomous and is owned by a not-for-profit corporation in each city which it is located. The Dallas Ronald McDonald House is in the Southwestern Medical District, just a short distance from the Children's Medical Center. The house opened its doors in 1981 with the capacity to serve 10 families. In 1985, an expansion program doubled the size of the house. Still, in 1993, more than 700 families were turned away because of lack of space. A second expansion program, completed in 1994, now enables the house to serve 30 families nightly in 26 bedrooms and 4 apartments. Today, our department served lunch for the families of this Ronald McDonald House, and while I was here, I sat down with the executive director, Barbara McDermott.
Like any home, the kitchen and dining area usually are the hub of the house, and that certainly is true here at our Ronald McDonald House. And our meals are prepared and served by volunteers. I have to tell you that this all started because of Southwest Airlines, and it was Southwest Airlines that started cooking at Ronald McDonald House, and it was so well received by our families, but also by our volunteers, and certainly in our community. Many corporations want to emulate Southwest Airlines, and so Southwest really was a role model in Dallas and probably in other communities as well. So we now have 365 days a year, 3 meals a day, provided by volunteers.
And I don't know how many, do you know how many a year or month that we do?
Well, I do. Southwest cooks the second Tuesday of every month dinner, and then Southwest has started picking up some other evenings. Lunch today, we've got a group of pilots that come in and do breakfast. So Southwest is a wonderful friend of the Ronald McDonald House. And you mentioned, too, that the bedrooms that we have have communal baths that are shared by our families. We're building a brand new Ronald McDonald House. It will be twice the size of our current house, so we will be able to accommodate 60 families. And our new house, everybody gets their own bathroom. So we're very excited about that. Our families are very excited about that.
If a family has a child and they need to come stay here, and the surgery or whatever procedure is scheduled, do they go ahead and book the room? How does that work?
Families are referred to us by the hospitals where their child is being treated. We are available to any family who has a child 18 years old or younger and who's receiving treatment in a Dallas area hospital. Currently, because there is such a huge demand for our services, we also require that families live at least 75 miles away from Dallas. However, our new house, which will be twice the size, will allow us to decrease and in some instances eliminate the mileage requirement. So when a family is referred to us from the hospital, then we place the family on our list. And we always have to be very clear that we don't take reservations. We're not like a hotel. When you come to a hotel, if you're coming for a conference or a convention or a vacation, you know that you're going to check in on Monday and you're going to check out on Friday. Well, families of very sick children have no control over their schedules, and what looks like it might be a 1 or 2 night stay could end up to be a 2 week stay.
Now, if you asked probably most people who aren't familiar with the Ronald McDonald Houses, they probably think that the McDonald's Corporation just writes you a check every year and that funds everything. You're already nodding your head no. So why don't you tell us how the money gets to you? How do you get your funds?
Good. I'm glad to explain that. And people oftentimes do have some many misconceptions about the relationship between Ronald McDonald Houses and McDonald's. I've even had families that have said, or individuals that have said, you know, I support you all. I eat a lot of Big Macs. And the reality is that McDonald's Corporation makes an initial grant of $25,000 to a community that builds, that wants to build a Ronald McDonald House. But beyond that, it is the responsibility of the local community to raise the money to build and maintain the house. So oftentimes a question then will be, well, boy, does McDonald's sure get a big bang for their buck? And the answer is yes, they do. We receive ongoing support from McDonald's, but it still is less than 10% of our operating budget. However, McDonald's is an incredible corporate partner, and there are many wonderful in-kind donations that we receive as a result of our relationship with McDonald's. They also certainly have given us an awareness in the community that many, many other organizations are envious of, and there are now over 250 Ronald McDonald Houses worldwide, and McDonald's is a great partner in providing continuing education for the staff and board of those McDonald's. So it's a great corporate partnership, but it's just important for everybody to remember that 90% of our funding that keeps our doors open comes from our local community, and certainly Southwest Airlines is one of our most valuable donors and partners.
We have a large, in fact, we have two now, large golf tournaments every year, and I saw the percentage on your website. I saw the percentage that of your annual operating budget, I was surprised by, I forget the number, but it was 12 or 15%?
Yes. And we are very grateful to the Love Classic and thrilled to be a part of that each year. And, and what's wonderful about the Love Classic now is so successful, as you mentioned, that what was a Dallas Love Classic has now become both the Dallas Love Classic in the fall and the Phoenix Love Classic in the spring. And each of those tournaments benefits not only the Dallas Ronald McDonald House, but other Ronald McDonald Houses that where Southwest has a presence in their community. So not only has helped us tremendously, but it's helping our sister houses all across the country.
Do any children ever come here expecting to see Ronald McDonald, you know, in their cooking hamburgers?
Yes, they do. And we always have to say Ronald doesn't live here. However, Ronald does visit us periodically. And Southwest does a really fun Halloween party for us every year that's for our volunteers and the families at the house. And Ronald usually makes an appearance at the Halloween party. And the kids love Ronald. So they're okay that Ronald doesn't live here. Some of them, I have to say, are relieved that Ronald doesn't live here, because sometimes kids are kind of scared of, like Santa Claus and clowns. But for the most part, kids are always delighted when Ronald drops by.
Well, now, you don't charge families, but you ask for a donation, and it's $10 a night?
$10 per family per night. So you might say, well, boy, that is a bargain. And it certainly is. That covers three meals a day. It covers transportation to and from the hospitals. But it also is very important to remember that about 50% of our families are not able to make that $10 donation. And a serious illness for a family, even a family that has insurance, can be financially devastating. And if you live 300 miles from Dallas and you've got to be here for an extended period of time taking care of your sick child, you know, your expenses at home don't stop. The mortgage company doesn't say, oh, don't worry about your house payment, you've got a sick kid. All of those expenses continue, even though there's a loss of income usually from at least one parent who has to be here for an extended period of time. So our goal has always been to relieve a burden, not increase one. So for families that are not comfortable making that $10 per family per night contribution, we just waive that to whatever level they are comfortable with.
What's the furthest away you've ever had a family come to a Dallas doctor?
We have families on any given day. We have families internationally. Currently, we have a family from Israel. We've had families recently from the Ukraine. We've had families from China. We've had families from South America. So we literally have had families all over the world. And it's wonderful for those of us that live in Dallas that we have the kind of medical care and the kind of facilities that attract people from all over the world. Children are not just little adults. They have some very specific requirements. And so when a child needs open heart surgery, or a child needs a heart transplant, or a child needs a bone marrow transplant, or a child needs very extensive craniofacial or orthopedic surgery, they need to be in a big community medical setting, not just a small regional hospital.
Well, Barbara, you know, I've never even been here before, and I'm excited that you're growing. It's nearly going to double.
I know a secret that we're not sharing, but stay tuned, because Southwest is going to be recognized in a very exciting way at our new house.
This is a Red Belly Radio exclusive, yeah. Folks.
So stay tuned, and very shortly you'll be able to go onto our website and actually see our construction progress. We're working on that, a new segment of our website.
A construction cam. I like that.
Yes. That's, you know, we, I always say I love LUV, Southwest Airlines, but what we appreciate most of all is how genuine Southwest is. And when Southwest comes to the Ronald McDonald House, we always know it's going to be lots of smiles and very cheerful. We're going to have good food and fun and fellowship. And that's just so important to families. You all send a very powerful message of how much other people care.
Well, Barbara, I have a feeling this is more of a calling for you than it is a job.
I like to think that. I've been on staff for a number of years. I started as a volunteer. It was my junior league placement a number of years ago. But it continues to be something that enriches and enhances my life. And much of that comes from the dear friends that I have made at Southwest Airlines.
If you'd like to learn more about the Dallas Ronald McDonald House, or to soon see that construction cam, go to rmhdallas.com. Or for the main Ronald McDonald House website, go to rmhc.org. That's RMHC, like Ronald McDonald House Charities. In my interview with Barbara, we spoke about the Love Classic golf tournaments, and it's coming up, the Dallas one is coming up this Friday, October 10th. With me is Lori Skinner, who's an event specialist and is currently working on the Love Classic golf tournament, and from what I can tell, working quite a bit lately. So, Lori, thank you so much for taking the time with me. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, I really just have a few simple questions about what is probably a very complicated event. Just give us an overview, why don't you, of the Love Classic.
Okay, well, it's a golf tournament followed by a party that starts at 6 p.m.
Well, the golf tournament is, it's actually two golf courses. It's held at Bear Creek, which is just south, it's the south end of DFW Airport. And there are two golf courses, and each course is filled up twice. So you actually have tee off at, what, 6 and noon or something?
The tee time is at 7 a.m. and 1 p.m.
So you fill that sucker up with a lot of golfers. You got at least, what, 4 golfers on each hole. Some of the bigger holes you have more than one team. How many golfers do you have total?
Well, as of right now, we have over 500. So we have 550, but we're expecting more to come in.
Well, there can't be that many more. It gets too crowded.
Well, they're wanting in, so I don't know if we can fill our standby.
The standby list, just like a lot of other things we have in life. Now, this has been going on for a number of years, certainly as long as I've been at Southwest. So when did this start, Lori?
It started in 1988.
So, of course, this is the main purpose of this is not to have fun, although certainly people have fun. It's to raise money. And, of course, like any other party, there's drinking and food and dancing, but there's also raffles. Can you tell us about the raffles?
We have raffles starting at $10 each, and it's to all the cities in which Southwest flies to. And then we have extra special raffles. There's a Disney package, and there's a cruise to Norwegian Cruise Line, and then an annual pass.
An annual pass on Southwest. You could fly as many times as you can fly for a year.
Unlimited, yes, for a year.
Sweet. To get into the party is, what, a $30? Is that right?
$30, and then $15 for children 7 and under.
And are tickets available through Ticketmaster?
No. They're available at the front gate.
Okay, at the front gate. And that again, that's at the Bear Creek Golf Club. That's the south entrance to DFW Airport. Of course, you don't know how much is going to be raised this year, but how much did you raise last year?
Last year, we raised $630,000.
Wow. I mean, I knew it was a lot of money, but I thought it was like half that.
No, it's half that in Phoenix, but it's this much in Dallas.
Well, that's true. We do have a golf tournament in Phoenix. That's in May?
May 15th.
Oh, May 15th of 09? Mm-hmm. Okay, already plugging that one. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Lori, not everybody knows this. In fact, I don't know of but a few people that know this, but the Love Classic is kind of near and dear to my heart. And it's not because I've gone and played in it so many times or I've been out there at the party so many times. But one of the times when I was out there, this is when my wife told me that she was pregnant back in 1994.
Oh, congratulations.
So, well, gosh, well, here's hoping you have a great event. And okay, Laura, I just have one last question for you. Can you read this here?
Okay. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Well done. You're the first ever besides me to read that.
Thank you.